Welcome to all. Today's Daf Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis, and we are starting right at the top with Halacha Dalet and Vilna Sura Daf San Samach Amud Beis near the bottom. And today's Daf sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we get into discussing Minu of the Karan Pesach. The Mishnah says Hamana Cheirum Imay Al Chelkai. A person brought others along with him to eat his chelek with him. We'll explain this in just a moment. Rashay Li Ten Lois Shalai. His other bnei chabur allowed to give him what's his. Vuhu Aichem Mishalai, and he eats what's his. Vehein Aichem Shalohem, and they eat what's theirs. For example, let's say we have three people registered to Karan Pesach, and there's a lot of kizesim to go around, so one of them gets smart and says, you know what, I'm going to invite other people to eat along with us. So he brings two of his friends. So let's say we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi that were originally registered to Karan Pesach, and then Levi says, you know what, I'm going to bring Beryl and Shmerel to eat with us. Reuven and Shimon are allowed to tell Levi, you know what, take your portion, you take basically a third of the Karan Pesach, and you eat that with Beryl and Shmerel. It's you separate from us. Now you might think that Levi would technically be allowed to tell Reuven and Shimon, look, if I would stay with you and eat a whole bunch, you wouldn't say anything about that. So now that I'm bringing these two fellows along, Beryl and Shmerel, it's as if I'm eating a lot. So let them eat with us. And the answer is that no, because as we're going to see in the Gemara, if someone eats too much of the Karan Pesach, you're actually allowed to send them packing. You give them the same portion everybody else would receive, like a regular person, and have them eat on their own. And that's why when Levi brings Beryl and Shmerel along with him, they can say, look, you take a third and you go eat it with them. You don't get any more than that. And that's what the Gemara clarifies. B'nei Chaburah shayu yadav shal echad mehen yafais. You have B'nei Chaburah, and one of them, he has nice hands, which is a nice way of saying he eats way too much. They're allowed to tell him, tell chalkacha v'chalatzmacha, go take your chelek, what a regular person would be eating, and you eat it on your own. You can't eat more than regular. And loisav dar pesach, it's not ultimately only the Karan Pesach this could be done with, ela afilu asu sinboil, even if they make a joint meal. A whole bunch of friends got together, one decided, you bring the meat, I'll bring the chicken, you bring the dessert, he brings the bread and the fruit. It's communal mashpash, hodgepodge, everyone's adding in their own food, and one of them is just eating way more than everyone else. Rishon lemerloi, they're allowed to tell him, tell chalkacha v'chalatzmacha, take your chelek and you eat it on your own. Had we known that you're such a big eater, we wouldn't have taken you along. However, if they recognize him, they know him, they know that he eats a lot, so then it's considered as if from the beginning they took him in, stipulating that he could eat this much, so they're not allowed to send him with a mid-sized portion. Now we get into another topic of Minoy the Karan Pesach. Rav Chana Amar, Rav Chana says, Hifresh Peschoy v'Amar al Manas Shalo Yimna Achar Imi, Ein Achar Nimna Imoy. Rav Chana says that if a person was Mafresh Karan Pesach, he designated it, and then he said very clearly, this is on condition that no one else is allowed to join in with me, so no one else could join in with him. Why is that? Because Hifrishay Stam, when he designates it just Stam, Kol Mashiavayu Minuyavim, anyone who comes along, they're considered registered to it. In other words, the Korchav Chono, when he's Mafresh's Karan Pesach Stam, it's as if he's saying whoever's going to come later is considered to be part of the Hektish already now. Therefore, when he states clearly that no one's allowed to join him, no one's allowed to join him. Now, the main Yesod we're taking from here is that Shitas of Chono is that when a person designates a Karan Pesach, it's considered as if it's automatically designated for all the people who will later come and join. However, Yaakov Rach says, "Shem Zeira Masniso Loyam Rakein." The following does not say this. It gives a totally different reason how it works. That when a person is mafresh the Karan Pesach and then other people come along later, that they're able to be registered to it. The pasuk tells us v'miyimat habayis, which is mashma malame chein mismatin v'holchin. That teaches us that whoever's registered to the Karan Pesach could be mismait. They could withdraw themselves from it. Obavad shei sham echom nechabur shona v'echom nechabur shnia. At the end of the day, before they shecht it, there has to be at least two people registered to it, one from the original Minoy and one who came along later. That's what it means, the first Chabura and the second Chabura. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the second Rabbi Yehuda, and that's because, as we've learned, you reviewed the Shita previously, he says that an individual is not a Shechel Karan Pesach, so it has to be at least a minimum of two. And he also holds that one of the original people that was registered to it has to be here. We can't have two people who came in only later after the original registration. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein HaRishona, Bein Min HaShnia, there could be somebody from the original registration or even from the second one, and there could even be just one person registered to it, as long as they don't leave the Karan Pesach as it is, meaning it can't be that the Karan Pesach was left without somebody being registered to it for a moment. It can't be that, let's say, one person was registered to it, then he says, you know what, I don't want it, and he pulls himself away, and now the Pesach is, so to speak, sitting there with no one registered to it, then another guy comes along and says, you know, I'll register myself to it. So this is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda in Shitas Reb Zeira. Now we clarify, in Tamar Kol Mashiavayu Menuyevhein, if you want to say the Reb Zeira is going like Rav Chana, that by the original registration and designation of the Karan Pesach, anyone who comes along later on is considered really to be part of that original registration, then it's really the same thing. The people who come now, the people who were there originally, the people who come later on, and then there shouldn't be this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda about who's able to be registered to this Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be somebody from the original group, and then also somebody from the later group could join along. Rabbi Yehuda says it could be even just one person from the second group, but there always has to be someone registered to it. Or if they hold like Rav Chana, that the moment one person is registered to it, it's automatically considered consider, like anyone who comes later on was really ready registered to it now, so then there shouldn't be any difference. It must be that Rav Zeira holds different than Rav Chana. Namely, he holds that the first person registers himself to this Pesach, he designates it, and anyone else that comes along is really just being an addition to him, and they're only being added on now. It's not like they were part of it originally. So now the Gemara asks, Manafkamina B'nehain, what's a practical Nafkamina between Rav Chana and Rav Zeira? The answer is Nafkamina number one, Hifrish Pesachai Umashach Yadai Vinim Na'acher Imai. If a person is Mafrish Karim Pesach, then he pulled himself away, he says, you know what, I don't want it, and then another person comes along. So that's Rav Chana, according to Rav Chana, kosher. There's no problem, it's 100% kosher. Because according to him, it's considered like there was always Bailim due to the fact that the moment the first person designated this Karim Pesach for himself, built into that is anyone else who comes along to register. So even though that fellow came along after the first one already pulled himself away, once that second fellow did come along, it's as if he was really always there. So it's perfectly fine. Whereas all that Rav Zeira, according to Rav Zeira, puzzle, it's puzzle, because once the first person pulled himself away, it's considered like a Karim Pesach that has no one registered to it. And then only the second one comes along, he's trying to attach himself to the first one, but the first one's not there anymore, so the Karman's puzzle. Here's another nafkamina between Rav Chana and Rav Zeira. I'll die to Rav Zeira, that's a proper gear, so according to Rav Zeira, hektish yachid hu. A Karman Pesach is always considered an individual Karman, a hektish yachid, because again, one person registers himself to it, and then everyone else are like tag-alongs, they're additions to it. And what's the make a difference if it's hektish yachid? The hektish yachid is a tamura. A hektish yachid could be exchanged. There's a whole din of tamura. The pasuk says you're not exchange one Karman for another, and if you do, there's certain things that happen, but the bottom line is tamura, exchanging this Karman for another one works only by a Karban Yachid. However, I'm based on the top. I'll die to Rav Chana. That's proper girsa. According to Rav Chana, hektish shutfin hu. It's considered hektish owned by partners because, as we said, even though this Karban Pesach was started out by one person, it's considered like everyone else who comes along later was really part of that original hektish, and therefore, in hektish shutfin as tamura, hektish shutfin can't make tamura. And here's another nafkami between Rav Zeira and Rav Chana. Nimnu olav meya b'nei adam ka'achas. Let's say 100 people register themselves to one Karban Pesach all at the same time. So Rav Chana would say, im yesh kezayis chalachin ve'achad, kosher. If there's a kezayis of meat for every single person here, it must be a giant Karban Pesach, so then it's kosher. But vimlav, if not, pasul. It's pasul. Because as we've learned in the previous Mishnah, there has to be a minimum of a kezayis for each person to eat, and since 100 people are registering themselves all at once, they all need to be able to eat a kezayis, if not, the whole thing's pasul. Whereas Amar Rav Zeira says that no, makam sheyesh kezayis chalachin ve'achad mehem, kosher, vimlav, pasul. That for however many people there are a kezayis, so they're registered to it, and afterwards, those people aren't. That's what it means in Lav Pasul. In other words, let's say there's 20 kezesim in this animal. So 20 people are registered to it, the other 80 are not. And again, that fits with Shitas Rav Zeira, because according to him, we view Minu of Karim Pesach as one person being registered to it, and then everyone else comes along. They all tag along with him. And so we have one person starting it out, 19 come along because there's 20 kezesim altogether, and then the other 80 that are trying to join in, it just simply doesn't work. But for the first 20, it did work. And actually, Vitani can we have a brisa just like this, like Shitas Rav Zeira. It says clearly, Nimnu Olav, if people register themselves to a Pesach, v'chazru nimnu olav, and then more people came to register, ad makam shish kezayis l'chal echad ve'echad mehem kosher, up until the point where each and every person that registered himself to it will get a kezayis, so it's kosher, v'mlav, pasul. Anyone beyond that, anyone who's trying to register himself to it, that's not going to get a kezayis, so it's pasul, meaning he's not able to join in. So we see that that's like Reb Zeira. And moving on to halacha, hey, this mission discusses a concept that we have brought up previously. Let's say a person's tamei, in which situations are we able to shech the Karim Pesach for them? And the main nekuda to bear in mind is as follows. If the person will be able to be tahar by Lel Pesach and he'll be able to eat from the Karim Pesach, so then we could shech the Karim Pesach for them, even though at that point in time on Erev Pesach when we're shechting it for them, they're not tahar yet and they wouldn't be able to eat from Kachim. Since again, by Lel Pesach, they'll already be tahar and they'll be able to eat Kachim, so then we could shech it for them. Here's the thing with Tumah Tahara that's important, is that when a person is tameh and they go to the mikveh during the day, so they're tahar in certain regards, but in regards to eating Kachim, they're still tameh and they need something called Harev Shemesh. They have to wait for the nightfall, and only then they're able to eat kachim. And that's what we're talking about. So the Mishnah tells us, Zav Shirash De Re'iyas, a Zav, a man, he had two emissions from his body, and he's tummy for 7 days, but he doesn't have to bring any karbanos, Shechlin al Bishvi. If his 7th day falls out Erev Pesach, we're allowed to shechle karma for him, because again, even though he's not able to eat the karma Pesach right now, that's only because he needs Harav Shemesh. But once it's Lel Pesach, he'll already be after the mikvah, and it'll be Harav Shemesh, will be the nightfall, so he will be able to eat from the karma Pesach to shechle karma Pesach for him. And Rosh Shalosh, let's say he saw 3 Re'iyas, which makes him tummy for 7 days, and he also has to bring karbanis on day 8, so Shechin Olav Bishmini. We could shech the Karban Pesach for him if his 8th day falls out Erev Pesach, and the chiddush over here is that even if he hadn't brought his karbanis yet, we could still shech the Pesach for him, and as we've learned earlier in the 5th parak, we can bring his karbanis even after the Karban Pesach, and that's to enable him to eat the Karban Pesach at night. And v'chein shemer yisuyem k'neged yom, Shechin Olav Bishini, and ra shnei yomim, Shechin Olav Bishlishi. This has to do with a woman. In certain situations, she's tamei, she's called a shemer yisuyem k'neged yom, which means means she became tummy one day, she has to watch the next day to make sure that she doesn't see dam again, that she doesn't see blood. That's what we mean by shechting it for her on her second day. Or if she saw 2 days in a row, we shecht it for her on her third day. And she's very similar to Zav in as much that she goes to the mikveh during the day and she's only able to eat kachim at night. So it's no problem. She goes to the mikveh Erev Yom Tif. We get still shechle Karm Pesach for her, even though right now she's not able to eat. And by nightfall, she's already able to eat kachim, so we can shechle Karm Pesach for her. And here's another case with a woman, Hazava, shechten olai b'shmini. Azava is a woman who saw 3 days in a row, so she's just like a Zav. She's tummy for 7 days and has to bring karbonis on her eighth day. So for 8th day, as Erev Pesach, we'll shechle Karm Pesach for her, even though she hadn't yet brought those karbonis. Because again, by nightfall, she'll be able to eat. Now the Gemara continues discussing this. Tani Rav Chiya teaches in a brisa, Nida, shechten olai b'shmini. Woman who's a Nida, we shecht for her on her 8th day. Now this is unique because a Nida does not need to bring karbonis like a Zava does. She's only tummy really for 7 days. However, what's unique about a Nida is that she goes to the mikvah at night. So it's not like all other tumas where the person can go to the mikvah during the day, then all they have to do is wait for Harav Shemesh that nightfall, which means that night they'll be able to eat kachim. A Nida has to go to the mikvah the night after her 7th day, and then she has to wait for Harav Shemesh, which means she has to wait a full day until nightfall of her 8th day. Even though again she's not bringing karbonis, she still has to wait for nightfall of her 8th day, and that's why we're only able to shech the Karm Pesach for her if her 8th day falls on Erev Pesach, not her 7th. However, Bayal Nida, if a man was accidentally Bayal Nida, he lived with her, so he becomes Tamei 7 days, he doesn't have the same din as a Nida, and therefore Shechten Olav B'Shvi, we could shech for him on a 7th day, because he could go to the mikvah during the day. A Nida herself needs to go to the mikvah at night, but Bayal Nida goes to the mikvah during the day, and therefore his Erev Shemesh is the night of the 7th day, and therefore we can shech the Karm Pesach for him on the 7th day, and Amar Biyasa tells us, Hada Amra, this teaches, Shebayal Nida Tar B'Yam HaShvi Shalai, the one who's Bayal Nida is Tar on his 7th day, as we just explained, he goes to the mikvah on the 7th day, and then he's Tar by nightfall, as opposed to, again, the Nida herself, she goes to the mikvah the night after the 7th day, and then she's only Tar to eat kachim the night after the 8th day. We're going to stop it for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.